الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فانقلبوا بنعمة من الله وفضل لم يمسسهم سوء واتبعوا رضوان الله، والله ذو فضل عظيم. إنما ذلكم الشيطان يخوف أولياءه فلا تخافوهم وخافون إن كنتم مؤمنين. صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. أما بعد، so in the battle of Uhud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and they were told that the mushrikeen have once again regrouped and are preparing to return to once and for all remove Islam from the face of the earth. They said, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then summoned and encouraged all those who participated in Uhud to come forth. And they presented themselves with their weakness and their difficulty that they had endured and experienced. Allah says, فَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. When they returned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala filled awe in the hearts of the mushrikeen of Mecca, and they were shocked at the fact that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were coming out of Medina once again to face them. And there was no battle that ensued. They did not engage in any confrontation at that time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum returned then to Medina with the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَمْ يَمْسَسْهُمْ سُوءٍ. No harm had befallen them, but تبعوا رضوان الله. And they also followed that which was pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that was their positive response when they were asked by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to once again come out after they had endured what they had experienced in Uhud. Allahu ذو فضل عظيم. And إنما ذلكم الشيطان يخوف أولياءه. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that is merely shaitan trying to frighten you of, or to place in your hearts the fear for his friends. فَلَا تَخَافُوهُمْ. Do not fear them. وَخَافُونِي. And fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. If you have iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and believe in him. So when these people came to the Sahaba and they said, be afraid, this is the power and the might that the Quraysh are returning with. They said, حَسْبُنَاللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says many times in the life of a mu'min, there will be threats and there will be difficulties. You will be told that this is the power of this individual or this group or this nation. But our reliance is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person who places his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes him from any type of difficulty that he might be experiencing. Because shaitan and the plots of shaitan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes in the Quran that إِنَّ كَيْدَ الشَّيْطَانِ كَانَ ضَعِيفًا. That the plots and planning of shaitan and the group that shaitan leads is nothing but weak, and their plotting and planning is even weaker than the spider web. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives an example in Surah Al-Ankabut of the spider. مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ كَمَثَلِ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ. Those people who do not have a relationship with Allah, do not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their strength is like that of a spider web. They seem to be doing things. The spider seems to be spinning a web, and he seems to be in possession of the entire house, and everybody's gone for holiday. And when the owner comes back, just one or the feather duster or the broom, and the spider web is removed. So similarly, these people seem to have power, they seem to have authority, they abuse the rights of the average human being. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they don't have any strength. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes them. He says, كَمَثَلِ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ اتَّخَذَتْ بَيْتَ. It spins a web, it makes its house, its web. وَإِنَّ أَوْهَنَ الْبُيُوتِ لَبَيْتُ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ. And the weakest or the most feeble of homes is the house of a spider. لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. In fact, this particular verse, the ulama have mentioned a very amazing thing. They say that the word ankabut is a general word which could be used as masculine or feminine in Arabic language. Right, but in the word after that, Allah says, اتَّخَذَتْ بَيْتَ. Allah used the feminine tense to describe the spider, that the female spider prepares the web and it spins the web. Now, we learn from science that that from the male and female species, both of them are able to spin webs, but the one that makes the web, which is strong enough to hold its prey and the nest, is the female. And this is why among some species of spiders, we have the female eventually even consumes and eats the male. And they say this is a subtle indication that only the being who would have created this particular creation can identify exactly the minute detail between the gender of a spider 1400 years ago. Things which scientists are now discovering now that, okay, this is a female, and this is the things which indicate to its gender, and this is the one which is the stronger of the two. The female spider, in fact, is 3 times the size of the male. And it consumes the male, and sometimes when the small ones grow up, they eat the mother up. And this is another indication, a subtle indication in the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the weakest and the most wretched and unfortunate of homes is the one of a spider, in which the mother eats the father, the children eat the mother. It's so amazing how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like the surah, the ulama, every word in the Quran gives of its own, it has its own miracle. It has its own message to prove that this can only be from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where science at that time had not developed or progressed or advanced to such an extent where they would be able to identify these minute and microscopic differences. Khair, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says shaitan and the plots of shaitan and his group, his faction, is nothing but weak. So therefore, when there are difficulties that we are experiencing, a person is feeling intimidated, threatened, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. That person who has taqwa and is conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will take out for him an escape from moments of difficulty. وَمَن يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ. That person who places his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be sufficient for him. And Allah asks a question in the Quran. Allah says, أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عَبْدَهُ. Is Allah not sufficient for his servant? If a person is a mu'min and he believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is Allah subhanahu, of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient, and this is why we are encouraged to say حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. Then in the next verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ الَّذِينَ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْكُفْرِ إِنَّهُمْ لَنْ يَضُرُّوا اللَّهَ شَيْئًا. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those people who have excelled in their ingratitude and disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let their disobedience and their excelling in disobedience not cause you grief and sadness. Why would it cause Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sadness? Why would Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam be saddened if people are excelling in disbelief? The reason is that they become worthy of the fire of Jahannam, they become worthy of the adab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent as a rahmah for mankind. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent as a rahmah and to save people from the fire of Jahannam, not to send them to the fire of Jahannam. So this is why in another verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consoles Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and tells him that فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ أَثَارِهِمْ إِلَّمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا. It seems, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you're going to lose your life out of your concern that these people do not accept your message. So your duty is to present the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and accepting it is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wants to give them pursuit, you will, and they would acknowledge and accept, but we cannot force anybody. So therefore Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would sometimes be saddened that a person, even the Sahaba radiallahu anhum as well, if a person had the potential and had good qualities, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would express that. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhum also, if they noticed a person had potential and had good qualities, they would express the desire that he must be blessed with Islam so that quality of his can be used for the benefit of deen. One person, although he was a Muslim, but he used to sing and he used to engage in inappropriate activities. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu was passing by the gathering and he was singing for a group of people. He was singing songs. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, what a beautiful voice, if only he used it for the recitation of the Quran. He stood one side, he didn't reprimand him or embarrass him. He stood one side and he said, who is this man? He's got such a beautiful voice. If only he could use his voice for the recitation of Quran. And that man noticed Abdullah ibn Mas'ud passing by. So he said, who's that elderly person? They said, no, he's the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he said, what did he say? So he said, no, he praised your voice. He said, you have such a beautiful voice. If only your voice could be used for the recitation of the Quran. And immediately he left the inappropriate gatherings of musical instruments and intermingling of men and women. and he became the student of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ الَّذِينَ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْكُفْرِ إِنَّهُمْ لَنْ يَضُرُّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا. It should not sadden you that people excel and they go further in their disbelief and ingratitude to Allah. Kufr is actually ingratitude because of Allah. After Allah gives you everything, Allah created you in the perfect form of a human being, yet a person worships other than Allah. There is no greater injustice and ingratitude that could be shown to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than kufr. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. Shirk and ascribing partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a great form of zulm and injustice. إِنَّهُمْ لَنْ يَضُرُّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا. These people who excel in their disobedience to Allah, they cannot cause any harm to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't benefit from your good deeds, nor does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala get affected by your forms of disobedience. In a hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَوْ أَنَّ أَوَّلَكُمْ وَآخِرَكُمْ. If each and every person from the beginning of time till the end of time, وَإِنْسَكُمْ وَجِنَّكُمْ, whether it be insan or jinn, كَانُوا عَلَىٰ أَتْقَى قَلْبِ رَجُلٍ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْكُمْ. If each and every one of you from the beginning of time till the end have to be in a state of piety and obedience like the most, like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the highest of creation. That is the state of every person. If that was the state of each and every human being, insan and also jinn kind, from the beginning of time till the end of time, it would not increase in the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if each and every one had to be as evil as shaitan, it wouldn't decrease from the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't take any benefit and is not harmed by His creation. إِنَّهُمْ لَا يَضُرُّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَلَّا يَجْعَلَ لَهُمْ حَظًّا فِي الْآخِرَةِ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. These people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them the choice. They are choosing disbelief, they are choosing oppression, they are choosing wrongdoing. And this is for them to get their share in the akhirah, that they are excelling and continuing. And if Allah has to give them a life of 100 years, they will continue oppressing people even for 100 years. If they have a life for 200 years, that's why sometimes a question does come in a person's mind. That a person is a believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has iman, and he lives for 50, 60 years, 70 years, and he passes away. But Allah gives him Jannah forever and forever. Another person, he lives a life of oppression and disbelief and disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 50, 60, 70 years. But his punishment, if he dies without iman, is the fire of Jahannam forever and perpetually, forever and forever. If he just did that for 60 or 70 years, why is he being punished forever? The reason is that this 60 or 70 years is a test to see what you would have done if your life was perpetual. So if you are believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your life of 50 and 60 years, if a person is told you've got a life of 1,000 years like Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, he'll still worship Allah, he will still do his best, and if he makes a mistake, he will repent and turn to Allah, and he'll know where to turn to when he's doing wrong. But if a person is an oppressor and a person is a wrongdoer and he's abusing, if he does it for 60 years, he will do it for 70 years, and he will do it for 1,000 years. So his niyyah and his intention is to do it continuously, so people are rewarded or punished according to the intentions that they make. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. For them is a severe punishment. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوُوا الْكُفْرَ بِالْإِيمَانِ لَنْ يَضُرُّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those people who purchase their disbelief and their disobedience in exchange of iman, in other words, they've got a choice between iman and kufr, but they choose the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turning against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will not harm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any way. لَنْ يَضُرُّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. For them is a severe punishment. وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ خَيْرٌ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ. And those people who are given respite and they are excelling in the world while they are disbelieving in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they shouldn't regard their comfort as a bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith, if you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favoring a person, giving him the bounties of this dunya while he is disobedient, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ اللَّهَ يُعْطِ الْعَبْدَ عَلَى مَعَاصِيهِ فَإِنَّمَا هُوَ اسْتِدْرَاجٍ. But the person is disobeying Allah, he's involved in disobeying haram, he's involved in various types of inappropriate things which Allah has forbidden and prohibited, he's involved in kufr, yet he's comfortable, he's got the comforts of this dunya, he's got the luxuries of the dunya, then don't be deceived by that. That is called istidraj. Istidraj in the terminology of Sharia is respite given to a person in a state of disbelief. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him a chance and is given respite. If he wants to, he can return, or he'll continue excelling and going deeper and deeper into his form of disobedience. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited the verse. He said, ثُمَّ تَلَى فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when these nations who came before you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they forgot the message that was given unto them, they were reminded that this life of the dunya is a short life and you will go towards the akhirah, you will have to give hisab. نَسُوْمَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ. When they intentionally paid no attention to what you said, we opened up the doors of everything to them. Wealth came to them, dunya came to them, the comforts of this world. We opened the doors of everything. And when they became arrogant and proud about what they had achieved and accomplished, فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً. Allah says, suddenly the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seized them and they were destroyed. Similar to, you know, like a person who catches fish and he puts on the hook that which pleases the fish. He doesn't put what he likes, he puts a worm which catches the attention of the fish. Now the fish takes the line and he thinks he's free, but he's swimming and he's tiring himself, and suddenly he's caught and he's motionless, he cannot do anything to defend himself. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these people who are excelling in their oppression and their disobedience, they should not be deceived and think that there is khair in their condition for themselves. إِنَّمَا نُمْنِي لَهُمْ لِيَزْدَادُوا إِثْمًا. They have been given this respite, and in this they are excelling in their disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for them there will be a disgraceful punishment because of what they have earned and achieved through their actions. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us here of the reality of the life of this dunya and the reality of the akhirah. Conditions in this dunya will not last forever. If a person is experiencing comfort, it must come to an end. But when his life comes to an end, if it comes to an end with iman and ittiba of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, correct aqeedah and belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then even if his life was difficult, all the difficulties will end at the time of his death. If he had diabetes, he had high blood pressure, sugar, whatever diseases he would have had, when he dies, it's over. But if a person lived a life with good health, and now at the time of his death, there's some shortage of his iman, there's a weakness in his a'mal, he's unable to protect himself in the qabr on the day of qiyamah, then that person, his problems have only begun the day he closed his eyes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq and the ability, inshallah, to prepare for that day when we have to give hisab, when we have to account for our deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.